The Startup New York program, which offered 10 years of freedom from income, business, and other taxes to companies that want to begin a business on a college campus, was initially a centerpiece of Governor Cuomo's big plans for more jobs in upstate New York. Here he is in June of 2014 announcing the program.
We offer the least expensive locations in the country for business.
$50 million was spent on advertising.
Start a tax-free business at startupny.com.
But in the governor's budget, Startup is rebranded as the Excelsior Business Program, and it's easier to participate, with companies only required to create one new job in order to get the tax breaks. Governor Cuomo did not emphasize the changes in his budget briefings, but as recently as last summer, he was expressing doubts about the program after a report found that it had created just over 400 jobs.
Because for most businesses, just saying you don't have to pay taxes is not enough.
A spokesman for the governor's Empire State Development Agency says the changes were made based on feedback from businesses, and the administration is still firmly committed to the model. Startup New York is just one of a number of economic development programs that have faced setbacks recently after the architect of many of the ventures faces federal corruption charges. Dr. Elaine Calieros, former head of SUNY's Polytechnic University, has been indicted on bid rigging and other charges, along with eight others, including a former top aide to Governor Cuomo. In the last couple of months, projects have been canceled or have faced major delays. In Utica, the Austrian company AMS backed out of a plan to occupy a $2 billion chip fab plant being built by the state. In Rochester, one of the two companies pledged to start a photonics center backed out of the deal. And in Syracuse, an LED factory is a year behind schedule, and a multimillion-dollar film hub remains virtually empty and unused. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner calls it a crisis. She says there are huge concerns for her community.
When you're spending $480 million on a film hub that you announce in the city of Syracuse saying that Hollywood is coming to Onondaga, and you promise hundreds of jobs, and there's been one job created, and now they're looking to offload it.
In addition, a $4.8 billion consortium of the five largest computer chip companies at SUNY Polytechnic in Albany may not be renewed, and the giant Solar City factory, the centerpiece of the Buffalo Billion project, is also behind schedule. The leader of the state's Republican Party, Ed Cox, pins all of the troubles directly on Cuomo.
These are billions of dollars of taxpayers' funds going down the drain. And what's he doing? Going around talking about new projects.
Cox spoke outside the governor's series of State of the State speeches earlier in January, where Cuomo announced $500 million more dollars to go to economic development in Buffalo. Cuomo, during a budget briefing, downplayed any reversals in the economic development programs, saying, "You need to look at the bigger picture." He says he's currently pursuing around 500 different projects.
By definition, there will be transactions that you start that don't get finished.
And Cuomo admits the federal indictments for corruption against Calieros and some of the governor's former associates have slowed some things down.
Frankly, because of ongoing investigations, the projects didn't get the level of sustained attention that they needed.
He says the trick now is getting the projects to completion. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.